Let's go back to the gym for more high school basketball postseason action on 1230 KHAS and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right, welcome back to Adams Central High School, the C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the opener as they knocked off Sutton by the score of 59-53. Donovan Trumbull and Superior here in game number two. Donovan Trumbull coming in, a record of 8 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Cardinals, not the way you want to enter a sub-district tournament. They have lost 7 out of their last 8 games coming in to this tourney. Their only win during this stretch was a 1-point victory over Arcadia Loup City, winning by a score of 46-45. During this stretch, they lost to Superior 50-46. That was back on January the 20th. Their other losses here have been to Adams Central down the stretch, also at Ord and at Fillmore Central, at Kearney Catholic, and at Wood River. They also lost to Ravenna in the Luplan Conference Tournament. So the Donovan Cardinals trying to find the secret formula here as this postseason gets underway. Donovan Trumbull, a team that's averaging 41 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 43 on the defensive end, and their leading scorer so far this season has been Carson Poppy. She is averaging 9.7 points per ball game. She's hitting on 32% of her field goal tries so far this year. Also, Caitlin Roach. Roach is averaging 9.2 points per ball game, 3.1 rebounds per game. She is knocking down 35% of her field goal tries and 31% from three-point territory. They're going to take on a team tonight in Superior. They have a mark of 18 wins and 4 losses on the season. In Superior, owns a victory over Donovan Trumbull already this year, 50-46. So this is a team that's winning down the stretch. 9 games in a row for Superior. They have won coming into this sub-district tournament here this evening with wins over Sandy Creek, Donovan Trumbull, Deschler, Red Cloud, Centennial, Sutton, and Sandy Creek as they swept through the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. They have a win over Smith Center of Kansas and a win over Lawrence Nelson. Superior's 4 losses this year have been to Belleville, Republic County, out of Kansas. That was the second game of the year. They lost 36-31. They also lost a 41-37 decision to Southern Valley this year. Then they lost back-to-back games back on January the 7th and January the 10th. They lost to Fillmore Central 43-28, and they lost to Heartland 46-36. But Superior, a very good basketball team, get 18-4 on the season. They're averaging 49 points per ball game in offense and giving up 33 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups here tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So we get to the starting lineups. First of all, for Superior, Nikki Kirkhoff is a 5'9" junior. Kirkhoff is averaging 4 points per ball game. Megan Miller is a 5'11" sophomore. Miller is averaging 5.5 per game. Evan Miller is a 5'11" senior. He's averaging 8.4 per game. Kaylin Meyer is a 6'2" freshman, averaging 17 points and 14 rebounds per game. And Lexi Weber is the other starter, 5'10" and senior, averaging 5 points per ball game. For Donovan Trumbull, Caitlin Roach, a 5'2" freshman, averaging 9 per ball game. Carson Poppy, the 5'10" and senior, she is averaging 9.7. Abby Williams, a 5'4" and senior, averaging 3 points per game. Kaylee Wiltfong is a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 5 points per ball game. And Sydney Rash, a 5'10" and senior, Rash is averaging 6 points per ball game. Donovan Trumbull in their white uniforms, their red trim here tonight. Superior in their red uniforms and their white trim. Superior shooting our basket to our left tonight. Ball is in the air. And with a big old post player inside, Superior controls the opening tap easily as they will shoot to our basket to our left. Here in this first half of play, they move it down to the baseline. A short little jumper is up there and in. Lexi Weber scoring right off the bat there for Superior. And it's a 2-0 ball game. We're 15 seconds into the contest here tonight at Adams Central High School. Superior's going to stay hunkered down into a zone defense most of the night. Here's Donovan Trumbull with the ball. That's a Poppy with it out here in the three-point territory to Abby Williams. Moves it over to a Roach. Skip pass comes over here to a Carson Poppy now. They move it down in the corner to the right side. Superior in that zone defense. Here's a Caitlin Roach. Dribble penetration. Has a kicker back out here. That's Debbie Wolfong. As she moves it inside, there's a shot by Rash. It's going to be no good. And the ball is brought down by Caitlin Meyer. Meyer is a big body in there. She's averaging, 14 rebounds per ball game. She grabs the ball there, shoots and scores. Caitlin Meyer scores for Superior. And the Cats go on in top a score of 4-0 here in this ball game. There's Abby Williams with the ball. Abby Williams over here to right side to Wilfong. Her cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Superior. The Wildcats might have the tallest team in Class C2. This is a big basketball team. Myers got it. She drops it down low. The ball hits the underside of the glass. There's going to be a turnover in Superior as the ball is brought out there by the Donovan Cardinals. Coming back the other way. A long-range jumper from the left side. The shot's up there and in. Carson Poppy knocks down a three ball there for Donovan Trumbull. That's a 4-3 ball game. Here comes Superior up the near sideline. Evan Miller with the ball. Miller comes out here to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff gives the ball now to Megan Miller. Kirkhoff down low. A jumper is up there. No good by Lexi Weber. Follow shot is up there and in. Evan Miller gets the offensive board and the putback. And now it's a 6-3 ball game. Superior has got the lead here in this one. Caitlin Roach has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. A 2-3 zone defense here for the Superior Wildcats. Abby Williams has got it out here between the circles. Superior, they give up only 33 points per ball game on defense. Points are going to be tough to come by here for Donovan Trumbull, especially with those big girls down low in this 2-3 zone. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Williams, but the ball is picked up here on the baseline by Rash. Goes back inside to Williams. A short jumper in the lane is no good. Rebound comes down to Superior. That's a Kirkhoff with the ball. 6-3 is the score. Superior has got the lead. Now here's a pass that could be intercepted, and a foul is going to be called. The pass was intercepted by a Roach. We got a personal foul called here. That's going to go on the Nikki Kirkhoff of Superior. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Wildcats here in this first quarter. 6-3 is the score. The winner will get Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night here at the Patriots gym. Donovan Trumbull will play the ball in off of the far side. Roach has got the ball. Roach now to a Poppy. Now they get it back inside. There's a shot up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Wilfong's shot misses. And the rebound comes down here to a Superior. Cats have the ball. Coming back the other way down the center of the floor. Evan Miller has got it. Miller now to Kirkhoff. Moves it over on the right side to a Miller. Miller now to Kirkhoff down in the left corner. A shot for three is good. Evan Miller. Or even Miller, a three-pointer from the deep left corner. She scores, and now it's a 9-3 ball game. Superior is out on top. There's a Bailey Williams who's into the ball game now for a Donovan Trumbull. 4:39 to play here in the first quarter. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. That's the second turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Superior back the other way, down in the corner. Megan Miller for three. Shot good. 12-3 is the score, and a timeout is called here. Timeout is called by Donovan Trumbull. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Superior 12 and Donovan Trumbull 3.
B&B Carpet. Shop us first or shop us last. And you'll find us to be professional and helpful as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, that's where we always go.
...1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and also at HastingsLink.com. The Superior Wildcats out on top of Donovan Trumbull here in this ball game. The score is 12-3 over at Hastings High. Halftime score, Kearney Catholic is leading Adams Central by a score of 34-15. So the Stars have the lead over the Patriots, 34-15 are at halftime over at Hastings High. There's Donovan Trumbull deep in the left corner. A shot's taken there by Poppy. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It was last touchdown there by Roach. So Donovan Trumbull, I'm seeing the other official comes in there now. It's going to be a Superior They stay here on defense, and Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Roach comes out here to Poppy. Poppy now outside the ring to Carson. Poppy down in the left corner. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Bailey Williams, and a rebound comes down to Superior. The Cats run her back the other way with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. They feed it inside. The shot is up there by Weber. No good, and she's fouling the play. Lexi Weber is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to go on Bailey Williams. A huge lineup here for Superior. Weber is at 5'10". You've got Caleb Meyer in there at 6'2". There's a shot from Weber at the free throw line. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. So a huge lineup in there. They got to Michelle Unra, who's on the bench. She's a 6-footer here for Superior. So they've definitely got the size in their favor. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. 12-3 is the score. The Cats are out on top of the Cardinals here in this one. Poppy has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes on the far sideline now. Trying to drive the baseline, losing control of the ball. Out of bounds. Caitlin Roach can't control it. Third turnover on Donovan Trumbull so far here in this first quarter. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play. It's a 12-3 ball game. Superior has got the lead, and now the Cardinals will attack here in backcourt. Nikki Kirkhoff has got the ball, comes to the near sideline. Now to Miller. Brings it back to Kirkhoff. Left side of the lane to get it to Meyer. She backs it down. The painter shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped around, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul called inside is going to go on Superior's Evan Miller. Miller picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cats. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play first quarter. You're listening to the C29 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Donovan Trumbull with it. Back of their offensive attack. Bailey Williams has got it. Out here between the rings, there's Zoe Ballard who's into the ball game. Now to Roach. Roach brings it to the near side to a Logan Poppy. There's a Zoe Ballard with the ball again. Over to a Bailey Williams. They just pass the ball around the perimeter here against this zone defense for Superior. Out between the rings, that's Logan Poppy. Skip pass goes down in the corner to Roach. Can't put up a shot. Meyer was right on her face defensively there for Superior. Roach brings it out on the dribble to the top of the key. Now on the left wing to Poppy. Poppy now to Zoe Ballard. Right side to Bailey Williams. Moves it down in the corner to Caitlin Roach. They just pass the ball around the perimeter. There's a bounce pass inside to Sydney Rash. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Meyer, and the foul is going to be called. Finally, they got the ball under the paint there to a Sydney Rash. She goes up with a shot, and Caitlin Meyer conks her on the arm. That's going to be the first foul on Meyer. Team foul number three in the Wildcats. Going to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Sydney Rash. Rash is 71% foul shooter on the season, and she hits that one off of the back iron. No good. As a team, Donovan Trumbull hitting 64% of their free throw tosses this year, 33% from the field, and 29% from three-point territory. Next shot by Sydney Rash is up there. It's good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Here comes Carson Poppy back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Bailey Williams will come to the bench. 12-4 is the score. Donovan Trumbull is trailing here in his first period. There's a ball deflected in the backcourt. It's picked up by Ballard. Her shot is up there and in. Zoe Ballard scores there for Donovan Trumbull after Superior turns the ball over here in the backcourt. That's the second turnover on Superior. Zoe Ballard gets the field goal for Donovan Trumbull. It's a 12-6 ball game now as Superior's got a six-point lead. Superior going to bring the ball up now. That's going to be Meyer with the ball. Meyer brings it to a Miller. Gets it across the 10-second line. They get it over there to Weber across the lane. The shot is put up there no good by Kirkhoff, and it's rebounded here by Superior. There's Weber again. Her shot from 10 rims off no good. Meyer grabs the rebound. Meyer brings it back out to Lexi Weber down in the corner to Miller. Shot for three. Good. That's why Superior is so dangerous. They get two and three cracks at the hole there. And finally, Miller gets one to go down from 3 points in a toy. 15-6 is the score now. Donovan Trumbull trailing here in the ball game. There's a Logan Poppy with it. Poppy dribbles once, comes out to a Zoe Ballard. Ballard out here in three-point territory. Now to Roach. Roach brings it to the right wing. Carson Poppy has got the ball. Poppy holds it. Back out on top. Carson Poppy brings it back here on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes out between the circles to Roach. Looking at this zone defense with a minute and 25 seconds to play here in his first quarter. 15-6 is the score. Superior is out on top. Down in the corner, Roach jacks up a three. It's off of the back iron, no good. Ball chased down on the baseline by Megan Miller. Miller has got it down to a Meyer. Meyer gets it to Kirkhoff. Nikki brings it into the offensive zone here for Superior. Nikki Kirkhoff with the ball. Comes on the near side to Miller. Back out on top. Kirkhoff shot for three is up there. No good. Another offensive board. Megan Miller gets the rebound down in the corner to Evan Miller. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound again. Lexi Weber. And her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Zoe Ballard trying to get the ball to Kirkhoff. It's going to be Superior inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They are owning the board so far here in this first quarter against the Donovan Trumbull. Kirkhoff has got it down in the corner to Miller. Fakes the three, dribbles it inside, and then throws the ball to the far sideline. Nobody home. Nobody home. They throw it into the second row of the bleachers. A turnover there on Superior. That's going to be their third in the ballgame. 43.4 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter. 15-6 is the score. The Wildcats out on top. They scored the first 4 points of the ballgame and haven't looked back here in this one, using the strength of the rebounding to get them a lead here in this first quarter. There's a Caitlin Roach with the ball. Now to Poppy here on the near sideline. They work it back around to Logan Poppy. Now down in the corner. Double team down in the baseline. Roach has got to get rid of it. She does. Gets it inside to Rash. Her shot is good, and she's fouled in the play. Sydney Rash scores. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on to Miller. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four called as Superior. And going to the free throw line will be Rash. Sydney Rash. Hit one out of two just a few seconds ago. Michelle Unruh coming into the ball game now for the Superior Wildcats. Miller will sit down for the final 18.9 seconds. Rash to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Unruh. Here comes a Superior back the other way. Kirkhoff has got the ball. Kirkhoff out here in 3 point territory to Unruh on the far side. Entry pass getting inside to Meyer. Shot is up there. Good. Kaylin Meyer scores. That one wanted to hop out of there, but goes down through the hole. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Roach. Her shot is up there. It is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. 1 quarter in the books. Girls High School basketball from the C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament here at Adams Central. We'll take a break. The score, Superior 17, Donovan Trumbull 8.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance and Carney Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia won the first ball game here tonight as they beat the Sutton Phillies by the score of 59-53. At the end of the third quarter over at Hastings High tonight in the C-110 sub-district, Donnie Catholic is leading the Adams Central Patriots by a score of 55-24. Donnie Catholic, the number one seed, they're still undefeated in the season. Adams Central winning over Gibbon last night to get to the semifinal ball game tonight with the Stars, but Patriots are trailing after three quarters up at Hastings High. We're in the second quarter here now, 17-8. Is the score as the Superior Wildcats have got the lead over Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals will have the opening possession here of this second quarter. Down in the right corner, there's a shot by Carson Poppy. It's up there, no good, and the rebound comes down here to Miller. Megan Miller for the Superior has got the ball down the near sideline to get it down there in the corner. Now on the wing to Kirkhoff, lobs it back inside to Miller. To a Meyer, shot is up there and in. She fouled. Kaylin Meyer scores again. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The bucket is going to count. Personal foul goes on Abby Williams. That's going to be her first. Myers, just a load for any high school girl to really handle in her 6'2" and just a freshman. Myers' second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So a three-point play by Caitlin Meyer is now a 20-8 ball game. There's a rash. Her shot is up there. No good, but a foul is going to be called here on Meyer. Now Kaylin Myers got a couple of personal fouls for a Superior. That's going to be team foul number 4 called to the Wildcats here in this first half of play. Check that, team foul number 5. Sydney Reich will go to the free throw line. Reich has got 3 points so far in this ball game. Dips the knees, fires it up there. The shot good. They'll get one more shot there. Sydney Reich is 71% foul shooter in the season, averaging 6.1 points per ball game. He's got 4 so far tonight. Sydney Reich will have one more free throw. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Knocks down a pair. That's now a 20-10 ball game. Donovan Trumbull attacking here in backcourt. Here comes Superior. Myers got the ball down on the right sideline to Weber. Sends a pass down the baseline, deflected out of bounds. Sydney Reich getting her hands on it there, trying to get it to Enra. That was deflected out of bounds, and now Superior will play in the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own hole, they go down to Kirkhoff, and the baseline jumper is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul called. Michelle Enra getting the offensive board, goes back up with a shot. She's fouled in a play here by Carson Poppy of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be the first foul on Poppy. Enra goes to the free throw line now for a Superior. She's a 64% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She's averaging 3.5 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. 20-10, Superior with a lead. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Reich. Sydney Reich with a rebound now to a Caitlin Roach. Roach brings things up now for Donovan Trumbull, looking to penetrate, throws it on the far side. Roach gets the ball back deep in the left corner. They're working around the perimeter here. Wilt Fong goes inside, and now we've got a jump ball call that was deflected away from Reich. Wilt Fong tries to grab it, and she's tying up on the play, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Superior. That's the fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. Natalie McMean comes into the ballgame now for Superior. McMean checking in there for the first time. She's a 5'6" sophomore for the Wildcats. 20-10 is the score. Superior has got the lead here. Here's a Megan Miller with the ball. Megan Miller gets it to Meyer down in the corner. And Ryan shot is up there and in. A two-pointer by Michelle Unra. Missed a couple of free throws just a little while ago. She canned one there from the corner. And now it's a 22-10 ball game. Donovan Trumbull trailing in the ball game. Abby Williams looking to penetrate inside. Can't do anything. Goes over to Ballard on the far sideline. Long pass goes back inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Meyer again for Superior. Meyer gets it to Kirkhoff. Now to Meyer. Top of the key jumper for 3. Shot good. Meyer with 10 in the ball game. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout as the Cats have opened up a 15-point lead. 6 minutes and 6 seconds to play. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our postseason basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, and by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Superior led 17-8 after the first quarter. It's now 25-10, 2 minutes into the second period. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball back in their offensive end. Superior still in his zone defense. Down in the corner is going to be Roach. Her pass out on the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kirkhoff. Brings it back one-on-one. Stops and pops. A shot off the window. No good. Offensive rebound. Jump ball is called. Natalie McMean got the offensive board when she was tied up in the play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull, so the Cardinals have come back the other way. 25-10 is the score. A 15-point lead for the Cats. Here's a Roach with the ball, dribbles between a couple of defenders, goes to the basket and scores. Nice move to the hole there by Caitlin Roach. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 25-12 is the score now. Here comes a Superior back the other way. McMean has got it. McMean out on the wing. Now to Kirkhoff. Down to McMean in the corner. Shot for three. Is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good by Miller. And she fouled in the play. Miller will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on to Carson Poppy. That's going to be your second. So Superior goes to the free throw line here with 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the second quarter. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Superior with a 13-point lead. Throwing the mark. Here comes the second shot. It's up there, and that one is good. So Megan Miller hits one out of two from the free throw line. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 26-12. Donovan Trumbull trailing here in the ball game. Logan Poppy has got it now out to a Bailey Williams. Bailey Williams dribbling the ball to the left side. There the baseline. Now reverse the ball and gets it out here to Poppy. They're working it back around to the right side to Logan Poppy. Out here to Carson Poppy. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Roach with the ball. Roach trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it down in the corner to Bailey Williams. She's being pressured, and now a foul is going to be called. Megan Miller picks up the personal foul for Superior. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Wildcats here in this first half of play. That's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Bailey Williams will get things in now to a Roach. Now to Logan Poppy here. On the right side, Logan Poppy reverses the ball and gets it to Bailey Williams. Her entry pass is going to be Aaron trying to get the ball to Wiltfong in the high post, and it was intercepted. That's the seventh turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Back the other way, Anra throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Roach. Caitlin Roach will bring the ball back for Donovan Trumbull. Gets the ball ahead now to Carson Poppy. Poppy bounce pass out here to a Logan Poppy. Inside to Wiltfong. Her shot is up there. No good. And a foul is going to go on Meyer. That's going to be her third. Kaitlyn Meyer, now their big post player for Superior, just picked up her third personal foul. But Donovan Trumbull going right to work there. And Poppy, or rather, Meyer's now got three personal fouls. Wiltfong will go to the free throw line here for Donovan. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Wiltfong, a 69% foul shooter. So now Meyer is going to come out of the ball game. And Lexi Weber is going to come in there now for the Cats. The makeup for Superior is a little bit different now with their big post player on the bench. Next shot by Wiltfong is going to be up there and in. So the score is 26-14 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the second. We'll make note of that. We'll see how long Caitlin Meyer sits on the bench here for the Superior Wildcats. Kirkhoff has got the ball. Kirkhoff on the wing now to Miller. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals grab an offensive or a defensive rebound there on the first possession without Meyer in the lineup here for Superior. There's a Wiltfong with the ball. Wiltfong comes here to a Logan Poppy. Now to Roach. Left side of the circle. Roach out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Wiltfong, inside to Rash. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Wiltfong, her shot's blocked down. Wiltfong grabs her back, keeps it alive. Top of the key, now to Abby Williams, drives it down the lane. Nice pass down there to Rash, and her shot is up and in. Sydney Rash scoring. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 26-16 is the score. Donovan Trumbull back to within 10 points here with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Natalie McMean with the ball, now to Kirkhoff. Takes it down on the baseline to Enra. She has the ball stripped away, and it's picked up here by Donovan Trumbull's Wiltfong. Turnover number 4 in the ball game for Superior. There's a shot by Rash. It's no good. Rebound Wiltfong. Now to Abby Williams. Gets it out on top. Down to Roach. Drives the ball down the lane and a traveling violation. So Donovan Trumbull got the offensive rebound, but then Roach trying to drive the ball into the basket is hit with a traveling violation. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Roach. Coming into the ball game is going to be Zoe Ballard. 26-16 is the score. Superior's got the lead over Donovan Trumbull here in this one. Here's Enra back outside. A three-pointer by Kirkhoff around the rim. Falls off, no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Zoe Ballard. Ballard runs her back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. Nice pass to Rash. Rash tries to go to Wiltfong, and Wiltfong too far underneath the basket to go up for the shot. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Now to Abby Williams. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 26-16. Superior's got the lead. Williams drives it. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Sydney Rash. Rash scoring. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 26-18 as the Cardinals have scored the last 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Superior back the other way, and a timeout's going to be called here by Superior. The Wildcats call a timeout. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, this timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Hastings College offers many great things. Tons of scholarships, more than 60 majors, and people who will help you succeed. And Hastings is a great college town. You've got to check it out.
Go to hastings.edu to find out more.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Adams Central High School. C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament action here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia won the opener. Bound score of 59-53 over Sutton. St. Cecilia trailed throughout a lot of that ball game, went on a huge second half run, and then had to hold off Sutton down the stretch to pick up the win. So the Hawkettes will move into the finals on Thursday night against the winner of this team. Winner of this ball game between Superior and Donovan Trumbull. There's Superior with the ball as they go right to work, and the shot is up and in. Lexi Weber is scoring, and she's fouled in the play. So Weber scores off of the inbound, so they're to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Bailey Williams for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five in the Cardinals, but this will be a shooting situation here as Lexi Weber goes to the line. Her shot is up there and in, a three-point play for Weber, and that gives the Cats again an 11-point lead, just as Donovan Trumbull was starting to get some momentum on their side. They had the lead chopped down to eight. Here's the Cardinals now with the ball deep in the left corner. They come out here to Rash. Rash now to a Zoe Ballard. Over here on the right side to Abby Williams around the screen. Abby Williams, her pass is deflected. Williams picks her back up. Bounce pass goes inside. There's Wilfong. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Miller. Miller has got it down for Superior. Down the middle of the floor over on the far side. There's an entry pass down low to Miller. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up. Sends it back inside to Miller, and she's fouled in the play. Ball picked up here by McMean of Superior, who sends it right back inside to Miller, and she's fouled in the play here. And now Evan Miller will go to the free throw line. It's a third personal foul called on the Bailey Williams for Donovan Trumbull. Miller to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Miller's a 62% foul shooter in the season, hitting 30% of her shots from the field, 29% from three-point territory, averaging 8.4 points per ball game. Shot is up there. That one just barely draws iron. It's no good. Rebound comes down here to Donovan Trumbull. So it's a 30-18 ball game now. Superior has got the lead. Here's Abby Williams with the ball. Abby Williams comes out to Zoe Ballard. Brings it down on the baseline again. There's Williams' shot. It's up there. No good. Sydney Rash had a rebound. She had it knocked out of her hands there, and Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Caitlin Roach comes into the ball game now. Abby Williams will check out. Cardinals will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it out here to Rash, and it's poked away from behind, and it's picked up there by McMean. A turnover on Donovan Trumbull. That's their eighth here in the first half. There's Kirkhoff with the ball. Kirkhoff down in the corner. Entry pass inside to Miller. Turnaround jumper is up there. No good. Rebound to Zoe Ballard. Zoe Ballard, right-handed dribble, brings it across the 10-second line. Runs into some traffic here and then throws the ball to the far side. It's tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Lexi Weber. Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 30-18 is the score. A minute and 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. Zoe Ballard will take it to Carson Poppy. Poppy now to a Wolfong. Entry pass inside to Rash. Puts it up there. The shot's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound. Wolfong goes back up. Shoots and misses, but she's fouled in the play. So Donovan Trumbull getting some offensive boards now with a minor on the bench with three personal fouls. Lexi Weber picks up the foul here for Superior. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kaylee Wolfong for Donovan Trumbull. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Wolfong will have one more. It's an 11-point ball game. Next one is up there. It's off of the rim. It is no good. Rebound comes down now to Superior. That's Miller with the rebound. Here come the Cats. Now Miller's got the ball inside. Down to Weber on the baseline. Short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zoe Ballard for Donovan Trumbull. Ballard gets it to the far side now. Here come the Cardinals on the offensive attack with 28 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. It's an 11-point deficit for Donovan Trumbull. Zoe Ballard with the ball. Ballard out to Wolfong in the wing. Bounce pass out here to Carson Poppy. Poppy open in 3-point territory. He won't take the shot. They work the ball back around to the left side. That's Roach with the ball. Roach down to Carson Poppy. 9 seconds. Goes to the far side. It's tipped away. Picked up by Rash. Now down in the corner to Roach. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to a Superior. Now to Kirkhoff, and time runs out here in the second quarter. We've reached halftime girls high school basketball here tonight from the C29 sub-district tournament at Adams Central. The score is Superior 30, Donovan Trumbull 19. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get the good night's sleep that you deserve and save during the President's Day mattress event going on now at Furniture Direct. Receive a free box spring with the purchase of a Beautyrest Platinum mattress. Plus, there's free delivery with purchase of any Beautyrest set of $699 or more. And check out our amazing Beauty Sleep Queen sets on sale for just $369. It's the President's Day mattress event at Furniture Direct behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion. You cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families.
I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, and by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings and in Sutton. So the Superior Wildcats, they've got the lead here at halftime over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 30-19. Superior got out to a 17-8 first quarter lead. They led 26-14 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the second period. That's when Kaylin Meyer, their big old post player, got into foul trouble. She picked up her third personal foul, so she leaves at that point with the Cats leading by 12 points. And Donovan Trumbull, although they picked up some offensive rebounds in the final 4 minutes and 20 seconds of the second quarter, they couldn't chop away at the lead too much. It was 12 points when she went out. It's 11 points now, sitting at 30-19. Superior has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Checking the scoring in the ball game so far. Kaylin Meyer is leading the way for Superior. Sat the final 4 minutes and 20 seconds in the first half. She still scored 10 points in the ball game. She had 3 2-point field goals. She had a 3-pointer, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Megan Miller had 7 points. She had 2 3-pointers. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Evan Miller got in there for 6 points. She had a 3 and a 2. She was 1 out of 2 from the line. Lexi Weber, she's got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 3 from the line. Michelle Enra, she's got 2 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal, and she is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Superior in this first half hitting only 4 out of 10 from the free throw line, unofficially 4 turnovers in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull is being led so far by Sydney Reich. She's got 9 points in the game. Reich has got 3 field goals. She is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Kaylee Wolfong has got 3 points, 3 out of 4 from the line. Carson Poppy's got 3 points on a three-pointer. Caitlin Roach, she got a field goal for two. And Zoe Ballard has got a field goal for two. Donovan Trumbull, much better job from the free throw line. They're 6 out of 9, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Donovan Trumbull is trailing the Superior Wildcats here at halftime. The score is sitting at 30-19 in favor of Superior here at the break. Again, in the first ball game tonight, it was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off the Sutton Phillies by the score of 59-53. A couple of minutes to spend here with Greg Barrett, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Coach, I don't know, maybe a little bit tougher than some folks anticipated here tonight, but Sutton, a good basketball team, and they put up a good fight tonight.
Well, I tell you what, if they're going to shoot that well, that they're better than a 10-win or 11-win team, whatever they were. So, listen, they came out guns blazing. They did the same thing last night, too. And, you know, sometimes they're a little bit out of position, but for the most part, you know, they hit some shots of people flying out at them. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to Sutton. They played well, and they shot the ball well.
27-23 was the score at halftime in favor of Sutton. And then, wow, what happened in the second half? You guys kind of took over, went on a huge run against Sutton. I had you like 25-3 or 24-3 in that second half. Talk about that.
Yeah, then after half, we were up 4, and we spawned about another 4-6. And then, you know, I think, you know, Lucy really kind of, you know, said, you know what, we need, you know, follow me, jump on my back, and I'll kind of take the game over. And she really did. At the defensive end, I'm like, I really challenged him at halftime. I said, we got to get stops. I mean, offensively, it'll come. I had no doubts about that. But if we don't get stops and we don't make it difficult on them to score, then it's not going to matter. So I think in that stretch, we went on 25-3. I think we had how many consecutive stops in a row or steals and turnovers. So I think that was a big reason for our success in the third.
Yeah, Lucy did not only score, she rebounded. She had several steals in there. And like you said, she just kind of took over the ball game at that point and said, hey, we're not going to lose this thing.
Absolutely. You know what? She's been a great senior leader. You know, it hasn't always shown up in the point column. But you know what? She averages nearly 10 rebounds a game, several blocks, several steals. She really is our captain, especially on the defensive end. And offensively, a lot of stuff goes through her. I mean, she seems people double down on her, and she kicks out. She's done an excellent job for us, and she did an excellent job for us today, just being a great senior leader.
Then Sutton, late in the ball game, made a couple of runs at you. Again, it was their outside shooting. They knocked down some threes, got to the free throw line, made some shots, got the lead down to 4 points, and all of a sudden we start scurrying again up by 4 and 54-50, but you guys got to the free throw line, and like good teams do, you knocked down the free throws.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple of silly turnovers by us at the end. You know, we take care of the ball. It might be a little bit different outcome. But, you know, credit to them. They stepped back and hit about three threes and three straight possessions with kind of hand in the face and kind of scratch your head hoping. I hope they, you know, that's not going to continue the rest of the way. But we went to the line 25 times, and they only went to the line 4 times. I know we knew that our post play was a big advantage in that game. And the second half, we really took advantage of it with our high-low game.
Yeah, so they didn't get to the free throw line either in the second half. All four of those shots were in the first half.
Yeah, and that was a big key. You know, we hit 15-25. Would you like to be better than 60%? Yeah, but you'll take 15 points from the stripe anytime. We just did an excellent job of really kind of exploiting the fact that we had, you know, the better post in the game.
And in the fourth quarter, you knocked down a bunch of free throws there in the fourth, and that's what you like to see, especially with the game on the line.
Yeah, you know, in composure, you know, I mean, it came from, you know, all sources too. I mean, that's big in those situations where, you know, you got to keep hitting them, because we're worse than the 2.5 minutes, and we knew the last 2.5 minutes is going to be hectic because they're going to be full court pressure, and it just came down to, if we're strong at the ball and you can hit free throws, we're going to win this thing, and fortunately we did.
So Lucy leading the way with 21 points. Nobody else in the double figures for St. Cecilia, but like we said, Lucy kind of took over the game and led the Hawkeyes to the win. Now you're watching Donovan Trumbull and Superior here tonight. Donovan Trumbull is a scrappy bunch, but I'll tell you what, impressed with the Superior Wildcats so far. You're right. I don't think there is a team in Class C2 that's going to be bigger than this thing.
Yeah, they go about 5'10 and up across the board, and then they brought another 6-footer off the bench and then someone else about 5'8". So, yeah, it's pretty tough sledding down here. You know, Donovan came out in the zone and tried that, and then they switched to a man, and it's tough to contend with all that height. But, you know, our girls are looking forward to it. I think they're looking forward to the challenge again. Luckily for us, we have a little bit of height, too.
Yeah, Superior is the number 2 seed, so, and they got the lead here. Likely it's going to be a Superior in St. Cecilia on the Thursday, unless something happens here in the second half. All your attention's got turned right away to the Meyer girl. She picked up three fouls here in the first half, but what's your ambitions? What's your taking as Meyer girl?
She's a really good freshman. I mean, she's pretty talented. She moves really well. Good body control, too, and she does a nice job of keeping the ball in the air and not letting our defenders get it from her. You know, lucky for us, we have a 6'2 girl in the middle, too, so that matchup's pretty easy for us. But, yeah, she's impressive. I can see why she's a big part of the reason for their success.
Okay, my man, you got a couple of days, or at least one day, 24 hours, and we'll get back here on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Greg Barrett, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkettes win tonight 59-53. Over the Sutton Phillies that go on a big 25-3 run in the second half of play to get a little distance between them and Sutton, and then they held on down the stretch and pick up the win as the Hawkettes are now 15-6 on the season. They will play again on Thursday night here in the finals of this tournament. We'll take one break. We'll come back. We got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Evan Miller throwing up the first shot there for Superior. That won't go. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. So here come the Cardinals out, jacking up a three from the corner. A shot by Roach is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Meyer. Meyer gets it to a Megan Miller now. It's a 30-19 ball game. Superior has got an 11-point lead over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here in this sub-district semifinal ball game at Adams Central High School. Winner plays Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night at 6 o'clock here at the Patriot Gym. There's a turnaround jumper left side by Miller. No good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Carson Poppy with a rebound. Now they get it to a Caitlin Roach. Here come the Cardinals into the forward court. Now to Carson Poppy. Superior stays hunkered down in this zone defense, a 2-3 zone. They've been in it all night long. Abby Williams has got it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass down in the corner to Wilfong. Gets it inside down to Reich. A reverse layup is up there. Good. Nice shot by Sidney Reich. Reich now with 11 points in the ball game, and the Cardinals are back within 9 now at 30-21 early in this third quarter. 6.5 minutes to play. There's a Nikki Kirkhoff with the ball. Kirkhoff goes inside. There's Miller. Shot off the window is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's loose in the lane. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Donovan. Donovan Trumbull will play things in here in backcourt. 6:17 to play. Cardinals have a chance to maybe slice into this lead right here. These two teams played back on January the 20th in Donovan, and it was Superior knocking off the Cardinals by just 4 points at 50-46. Now they're matched up again here in the semifinals of the sub-district tournament here at Adams Central. Carson Poppy has got the ball now to Caitlin Roach. Out of Poppy, just left of the circle, reverses the ball, gets it to Abby Williams. Abby Williams down to Carson Poppy, inside to Reich. Her shot is up and in. Sidney Reich now with 13 in the ball game. 30-23 is the score. This is as close as Donovan Trumbull has been in a while. Here's a steal now by Cardinals. A shot down the lane. It's going to be no good. Now we got a whistle, a traveling violation. Donovan Trumbull, they forced the turnover here in backcourt. Poppy was going to the basket, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 5 turnovers on Superior. And we've got 8-9 turnovers now for Donovan Trumbull. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play, 30-23. Superior is up by 7 points. Cats nearly losing the ball out of bounds, but Megan Miller grabs it out here. Down to Evan Miller, now to Kirkhoff. Donovan Trumbull is still in a man-to-man defense. Right side, Megan Miller has got it. And now we got a foul called It's going to go on Poppy. Carson Poppy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be team foul number one on the Cardinals here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Superior will play things in from underneath their own basket. Miller looking, looking. They finally come out to Lexi Weber, who sends it back down the baseline to Kirkhoff. An entry pass in the way is going to be chipped, and it's fouls going to be called. Trying to get it back inside to Miller, and the foul is going to be called there. It's going to go on Abby Williams and Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her second. Again, Superior will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. They come out here in the three-point territory to Evan Miller. Out of the elbow to Weber. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Sydney Reich. Reich has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull down the right sideline to Abby Williams. Bombs it into the lane to Wilt Fong. Her shot is up there. It's no good. The ball poked out of bounds. Last touch there by Donovan Trumbull's Carson Poppy. Get in the ball game now. Logan Poppy for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out is going to be Abby Williams. 5 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. It's 30-23. Superior has got a 7-point lead over Donovan Trumbull. Nikki Kirkhoff with the ball. Kirkhoff now to Miller. Miller gets it to Megan Miller. Drive, shoots, and scores off of the glass. Megan Miller now with 9 points in the ball game. 32-23. Donovan Trumbull trailing here in the ball game. Carson Poppy has got the ball. Now to Roach. Inside the free throw circle. Down the lane. There's a pass down low. Reich has got it. Too far underneath the basket. Comes out to Poppy for three. Shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Wilt Fong. She has it stripped away. And it's picked up by Superior. Megan Miller has got the ball down for the Cats. Down to a Nikki Kirkhoff. Nikki Kirkhoff down to a Miller. Evan Miller lobs the ball inside. Meyer grabs it. She's tied up in the play. Jump ball is called. Good defensive play there by Wilt Fong for Donovan Trumbull. But the arrow is pointing in favor of Superior. So the Cats will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:17 to play in the third quarter. 32-23. The Superior Wildcats out on top of Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Cats will play things in. They get it there to a Weber who dumps the ball down low and a shot is up and in to Megan Miller. Miller inbounded the ball, got it to Lexi Weber who returns it immediately to a Miller and she scores and the Cats go out on top now by 11. 34-23. Here's a Carson Poppy with the ball. Carson Poppy, now to Logan Poppy, down in the corner to Carson. Holds the ball. Skip pass comes out on top. Roach has got it. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Stops. Has to get rid of it. She does. Logan Poppy to the far side to Carson for three. Shot good. Carson Poppy knocks down a three ball. And a timeout. Donovan Trumbull. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michaels Clothier semi-annual half-price sale. Take 50% off all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter inventory. Half-off suits, sports coats, sweaters, neckties, and select dress shirts. 50% off all outerwear, leather coats, wool top coats, and jackets. 50% off ladies' fashion, and take an additional 20% off select clearance racks. New Brighton markdowns, 30 to 60% off. Don't miss this event. Shop local and save big at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Final score from Hastings High, the Kearney Catholic Stars. They beat Adams Central tonight, final score of 55-24. The Patriots season is over. Kearney Catholic will move on. 55-24. Kearney Catholic wins it over Adams Central tonight. The next game coming up is Holdridge and Minden. Holdridge and Minden. They got the action on Classic against 98.9 KKPR. Superior trying to inbound the ball, and it was lost off of the fingertips of the Cats, so it's going to be a turnover. On Superior, Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 34-26 is the score. Superior has got the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. There's a Roach trying to drive it. Gives it up to a Carson Poppy. Down to Logan Poppy on the right sideline. To Caitlin Roach. Roach comes out in the three-point territory. To Logan Poppy down in the corner. Carson Poppy. Down the wing to Roach. Lobs it over here to Poppy down in the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down. And it's picked up here by Meyer. The shot was attempted by Carson Poppy. It was blocked by Meyer. Then Meyer grabs the ball for Superior. 34-26. Cats have it back in their offensive zone with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Scrappy bunch here for Donovan Trumbull. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there. No good by Miller. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in by Meyer. Kaylin Meyer scores. She's now got 12 points in the ball game here for the Wildcats. And Superior goes back out on top by 10, 36-26. In the lane, there's a shot. It's up there and in. That's Wilfong. Kaylee Wilfong gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points, 36-28. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here's a Miller with the ball. Megan Miller, two-handed pass to the right side to Evan Miller. Her shot off the baseline is going to be no good. The ball ripped out of there by Rash. Sydney Rash got the rebound. She'd be tied up in the play. Do we have a foul called? One official says jump ball. The other one says foul. And we have a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here on Lexi Weber. She picks up her second. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-28. Superior has got the lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. We're at Adams Central High School. Cross-court pass goes to Logan Poppy. Poppy out here to Carson Poppy. Now to Caitlin Roach. Zone defense here for Superior, trying to extend things out just a little bit out here in three-point territory. Poppy has got it now to a Caitlin Roach. Dribble penetration down the lane. Left side to Poppy. Her shot from 10 is up there, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Scramble is on. Two players at the deck. A jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. So we'll stay right here. Cardinals a player in. Zoe Ballard coming to the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Carson Poppy will sit down. A minute and 55 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Donovan Trumbull trailing 36-28. Cardinals inbound the ball. There's Rash off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. An air ball. Meyer grabs the rebound for Superior. There's Nikki Kirkhoff with the ball now. Her pass to the far side is nearly intercepted. It's lost out of bounds. And they give the ball to Donovan Trumbull. Ballard got her hands on it. Kirkhoff tries to grab it for Superior. Lost the ball out of bounds. A turnover on the Cats. Seven turnovers now on Superior. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball on the far sideline. A minute and 43 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Donovan Trumbull, the number four seed, trying to upset the number two seed here tonight. There's Reischer. Sounds to be blocked down by Meyer. Meyer grabs the ball for Superior. Boy, she's a force inside. There's a pass to be deflected away out of bounds. Logan Poppy tipping the ball into the second row of the bleachers over there. So Superior will play the ball in with a minute and 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Superior will get it in here to Evan Miller. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Down in the corner now to Megan Miller. Megan looking inside. There's a lob ball inside. It's going to be wide of the target, trying to get the ball to Meyer, and it was taken out of there. That's the eighth turnover on Superior. Here's a Caitlin Roach coming back the other way. Goes down to the baseline, and now she is tied up on the play. A jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Superior, so that's going to be a turnover on Donovan Trumbull. 10 turnovers on DT. Superior has got 8 turnovers. 36-28 is the score. Superior is out on top by a couple of points here. 8 to be exact. Here comes a Superior back with the ball on their offensive end. Megan Miller has got the ball. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Megan Miller circles around, takes it down to the baseline. Now in the wing, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Really goes out of bounds. Now it does, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. That was Natalie McMean throwing up the three-pointer for Superior. Does not draw iron. So now Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. They're trailing by 8 points here. Final minute of this third quarter. Zoe Ballard has got the ball. Now to Wilfong. Wilfong bounce pass back to a Zoe Ballard. Dumps it down low to Poppy. Her shot is short, no good. Wilfong with a rebound. She's double teamed. Tries to go back down in the corner. The ball is tipped away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. So again, the Cardinals will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here with 28 seconds to play. In the third quarter, Roach will look to play things in. She does. That's a Wilfong back down in the corner to Roach. Roach brings it up high now. On the left side is Zoe Ballard. On the high post is Sydney Rash. She's tied up in the play. Another jump ball is called. This time the arrow pointing in favor of Superior, so the Cats will get the ball. Carson Poppy into the ball game now. For Donovan Trumbull going out will be Logan Poppy. 19.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 36-28. The Superior Wildcats with the lead. Here's a Meyer with the ball. Meyer dribbles it down the right side all the way to the baseline. Puts a move on. A shot is up there and in. Kaylin Meyer scores. He's now got 14 in the ball game. Here's Zoe Ballard back for Donovan Trumbull. Out here to Caitlin Roach across the top to Carson Poppy for three. Shot good. Carson Poppy knocks down her third three-pointer, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books. The girls C2-9 sub-district semifinals here tonight at Adams Central. And the score after three, it is Superior 38, Donovan Trumbull 31.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Adams Central again. The first game tonight was won by Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins using a 25-3 run in the second half to beat Sutton tonight, 59-53. Lucy Skoke scored 21 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins are now 15-6 in the season. Kaylin Wiseman scored 23 for Sutton. Taylor Neuse had 20. The Phillies end their season with a mark of 12 wins and 12 losses. St. Cecilia plays the winner of this one on Thursday night in the sub-district finals. 6 o'clock starting time here at Adams Central High School. Donovan Trumbull putting together a fight here tonight against the Superior Wildcats. Here's Wolfong. She gets the ball and her pass is going to be intercepted. A turnover there as it's picked off by Nikki Kirchhoff. 38-31 now. Superior has got a 7-point lead. Cats have the ball back in their offensive end. Megan Miller sends it inside. A turnaround jumper is up there. No good by Evan Miller. Now we got a foul called inside. It's going to go on Donovan Trumbull as the officials come over here to the near sideline. It's going to go on Abby Williams. That's going to be her third personal foul. Superior will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Down here on the baseline to Kirchhoff. Wanted to pull the trigger. Does not. Sends the ball back out on top. That's going to be Evan Miller with the ball. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Kirchhoff has got it. Now to Meyer. Shot is up there. Good. Meyer now with 16. It's 40-31. Superior now with a 9-point lead with 7:10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. There's a Carson Poppy with the ball. Carson Poppy comes out here to Abby Williams. Entry pass inside to Ratcher. Shot is up there. No good. Donovan Trumbull wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Now we got a jump ball and a rebound, and the possession arrow was pointing in favor of Superior. 40-31, a 9-point lead now for Superior. As the Cats come up with the ball, this is Nikki Kirchhoff. Down to Evan Miller. Into the forecourt to Megan Miller. Inside to Meyer. Shot left-handed. Good. Kaylin Meyer, the freshman, chewing him up now for Superior. She's got 18 points in the ballgame. 42-31. Rasher's shot to be blocked down by Meyer. So a couple of field goals and now a blocked shot here in the past couple of minutes for Kaylin Meyer, the big old post player for the Superior Wildcats. Kirchhoff has got the ball. Now down to Meyer in the corner on the left side. Holds it high above her head. Meyer out on top to Evan Miller. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Miller, turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound brought down there by Wolfong of Donovan Trumbull. Comes to the near sideline. Here come the Cardinals. Bounce pass inside to Rash. Her shot is up there and in. Sydney Rash scoring for Donovan Trumbull. She's now got 15. And a timeout called here by Donovan Trumbull. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street. We'll take a break. The score, Superior 42, Donovan Trumbull 33.
For a romantic Valentine's Day, express your love with the best Valentine ideas from Bob Sass Flowers. From romantic roses, chocolates, balloons, teddy bears, to impressive modern bouquets, let the professionals at Bob Sass Flowers help you select a beautiful Valentine gift for that someone special. Real people delivering real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And Kearney Catholic knocks off Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball, the score 65-33. That's the final score, 65-33. There's a shot taken from the left side. It's going to be no good there by Miller, but another offensive rebound by the Superior Wildcats. Kirkhoff has got it, sends it inside. Turnaround jumper is up there, no good by Miller, but she was hacked on the arm. Personal foul is going to go here on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to send Miller to the free throw line for the Superior Wildcats. So far, she's got 6 points in the ball game, all in the first half. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Evan Miller will get one more. So again, Kearney Catholic wins tonight over the Adams Central Patriots, ending the season for the Pats. Next one is up there. It's going to be good by Miller. 65-33 was the final score. I think we had an incorrect score earlier, but that's the final. 65-33, Kearney Catholic over Adams Central. There's a shot by Roach. It's up there again, a short jumper right side of the lane. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 44-35. Superior's got the lead. Kirkhoff saves the ball from going out of bounds and then throws it out of bounds. Superior turns it over. She saves it right in front of the scorer's table. She tried to get it down the floor, and it was out of bounds. That's the ninth turnover called there on Superior. Now Megan Miller is a little hobbled. She's going to have to come to the sidelines now for the Cats. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 44-35. Superior is out on top here in this ball game. The Cats led at halftime by 11, 30-19. Carson Poppy with the ball. Down to Roach. Now we got a foul away from all the action here. A foul here is going to go on Michelle Unruh underneath the basket there. It's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two called in the Wildcats. Non-shooting situation, so Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here. Carson Poppy down in the corner now to Caitlin Roach. Drives. Baseline cut off. Goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Meyer grabs the rebound. Has it knocked out of her hands. And it's going to be lost off of the fingertips of Meyer. Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Cardinals just to the right of their basket down here in the baseline. This is Caitlin Roach. They inbound the ball here for the Cardinals. Roach looking. Comes here to a Wiltfong now. Out to Logan Poppy. They work it back around to the deep right corner. Caitlin Roach with the ball. Brings it up high. There's a pass to the free throw line to Logan Poppy. Is deflected. Poppy picks it back up. Down in the corner to Carson for three. Shot good. Carson Poppy has knocked down 4 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. She's got 12 points. And now the Cardinals are back within 6 at 44-38 with 4:39 to play in the ball game. Here's a foul. A foul is going to go on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Wiltfong. That's going to be your first. So now it's 44-38 with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull trying to make a charge here. The Cardinals are 8-13 in the season. The Wildcats are 18-4. There's a pass inside. Meyer picks it up on the baseline. Can't go for the shot. Gets it over there to Miller. Shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Natalie McMean gets the offensive board and the putback, and now a timeout's called here by Superior. The Cats call the timeout, 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. This is the Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout, 4:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Superior 46, Donovan Trumbull 38.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball during the postseason brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, and by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings and in Sutton. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Donovan Cardinals and the Superior Wildcats here in the C29 Sub-District semifinal. Superior has got the lead by 8 points. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball from the corner. Poppy for three. Shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And the officials give it to Donovan Trumbull. Last touch there by Superior. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball again. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with Caitlin Roach. Roach looking to inbound. Roach looking. Finally comes way out on top. That's Zoe Ballard with the ball. Ballard over here on the wing on the right side to Carson Poppy. Now Caitlin Roach left side down to Ballard on the wing. Down in the corner to Roach. Roach puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3 points in its way. Now to Carson Poppy, who's had a hot hand tonight. There's Caitlin Roach, dribble penetration. They get it inside to Wilt Fong. Now to Rasher. Shot is up there and in, and she's fouled with the play. Nice pass by Wilt Fong to Sydney Rash, who scores, and she's fouled with the play. Rash now with 17 points in the ballgame for Donovan Trumbull. The personal foul is going to go on Meyer. That's going to be her fourth. So the big, tall post player for Superior now with four fouls. Rash at the free throw line. Shot good. 46-41. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Now Donovan Trumbull will attack here in backcourt. Meyer is going to stay in the ballgame. She's got the ball right now. Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff comes to Miller. Down to Kirkhoff to Miller. Miller brings it across the 10-second line. The ball's going to be poked away. It's picked up by Roach. She drives the ball to the basket. Her shot good. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for Superior. It's 46-43. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Ball nearly tapped loose again. Superior's got the ball. Here's Meyer with it. Moves it to the right side. Meyer in trouble. The ball knocked away. Now a foul's going to be called. Wilt Fong picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So now it's 46-43. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play. That's going to be team foul number six called on the Cardinals. So no free throws here. Myers going to inbound the ball for Superior. They get it here to Miller. Donovan Trumbull is in the man-to-man defense. Miller has got the ball out here in the three-point territory to Lexi Weber. There's a pass to Meyer. Just to the right of the lane. Down to Weber at the elbow. Weber brings it back to Meyer. 3 minutes to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's a three-point lead for Superior. There's McMean with the ball. She drives the baseline, puts up a little short jumper. It's going to be up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Meyer grabs the ball. Meyer goes down in the corner. On the dribble now to Lexi Weber. Weber to McMean. Back out to Kirkhoff. Now to McMean. Free throw line extended right side. 2:37 to play. We got a timeout from Superior. The Wildcats call a timeout with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score Superior 46, Donovan Trumbull 43.
B&B Carpet, shop us first or shop us last, and you'll find us to be professional and helpful as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, that's where we always go.
KHAS.
Donovan Trumbull has battled back from an 11-point halftime deficit. It was 30-19 at halftime. And right now, Donovan Trumbull is within 3 points. 46-43 in the final stages of this ball game. The winner will get Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one seed, on Thursday night, 6 o'clock starting time here at the Patriots Gym. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45 on Thursday. Superior plays the ball in. This is Meyer with the ball. Meyer sends it out here to a Weber. Now on the left side, that's going to be McMean. The ball poked away, but a foul is going to be called. Natalie McMean will go to the free throw line for Superior. She was fouled in the play. Foul is going to go on Kirkhoff, rather Wilt Fong. Haley Wilt Fong, she picks up her third personal foul. She's going to check out. Here comes Zoe Ballard in the ball game. McMean goes to the free throw line. She has not shot a free throw all season long here for Superior. And she will go to the stripe here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, a 46-43 ball game. Superior's got the lead. McMean, her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Donovan for the rebound is brought down here by Carson Poppy. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball, trailing by 3 points. 46-43. There's Caitlin Roach with it. Caitlin Roach on the wing. She double-teamed. Gets it out here to Zoe Ballard. Entry pass to get it inside to Rash. Her shot is up there. Good. Scores just inside the free throw line. 46-45. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. There comes Kirkhoff with the ball now for Superior. Gets it to Meyer out here in three-point territory. Meyer dribbles once. Has to get rid of it. Now she does. That's a Miller with the ball. Evan Miller dribbling with it out here in the three-point territory. A minute and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 46-45. Superior with a one-point lead. Kirkhoff has got the ball down on the baseline. Kirkhoff, ball high above her head. Now to Miller. Out of trouble attacking all over the place. With the dribble is going to be Miller. And now we got a five-second violation is called. Five-second violation on Evan Miller is dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory against Carson Poppy. Five-second violation, a turnover on Superior. And now the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals have got the basketball with a minute and 31 seconds to play. It's 46-45, Superior with the lead, but DT has got the ball. Cardinals have it in their offensive zone. Here's Carson Poppy. About 25 feet away from the basket, Poppy goes down in the corner to a Roach. She dribbles up high, down to the free throw line, jump pass to Poppy from the corner, shot for three is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Poppy, follow shot, good. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Carson Poppy misses the first shot. The ball was tapped around the lane, Poppy ends up with it, and she puts it down through the hole, and Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings. Give them a call at 402-462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
Postseason basketball on a group of stations here at Platte River Radio, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration, and by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. 1:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 47-46. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead. Here's Superior with the ball. Nikki Kirkhoff has got it now to Miller. Miller drives it down to the baseline. Miller stops. Two-handed pass comes out to Kirkhoff in the wing. Back down in the corner to Miller. Jump pass comes out to McMean. It's over her head. Out of bounds. Turnover on Superior. The Cats turn the ball over for the second straight time. That's 12 turnovers now in Superior. Now the scorers table checking in will be Wildfong coming out. Logan Poppy, 51.7 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead, 47-46. There's a Donovan Trumbull with the ball. They get it down in the corner. That's a Zoe Ballard with it now. Zoe Ballard over there on the right side to Caitlin Roach. Caitlin Roach. There's a pass to Carson Poppy. She's going to be fouled in the play there by McNean. Natalie McNean picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's only the fourth team foul called on Superior here in the second half, so they've got a couple of waste. Now we got another timeout called here from Superior. 36.1 seconds to play. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. The score, Donovan Trumbull 47, Superior 46.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
End of the first quarter, Minden is leading Holdridge 19-3. Out in the C-110 Sub-District Tournament up at Hastings High. Minden 19, Holdridge 3. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball here. They've got a one-point lead, 47-46. There's a pass to the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called. Caitlin Roach is going to be fouled in the play here by Miller. Miller picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5. Called in Superior, so no free throws yet. They're down to 33.2 seconds to play. Poppy will inbound the ball again to Roach. Stands on the sideline, and she's going to be fouled again, this time by Nikki Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 6 on Superior. So the next foul will send Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line. Down to 30.3 seconds to play. They get things in down here in the corner. Donovan Trumbull working with the ball. That's going to be Roach, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Roach right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench is tied up on the play. The possession arrow, though, is pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. So now the Cardinals will inbound the ball with 24.1 seconds to play. Carson Poppy will inbound the ball. Carson Poppy lobs it to a Rash to the far side. Rash picks it up on the far sideline. And now the Cardinals turn the ball away. Rash tried to get the ball to Roach on the far sideline, and it was lost out of bounds. A turnover on Donovan Trumbull. That's their 12th of the ball game. And now 19.7 seconds to play. Superior has got the ball. Here comes Kirkhoff down the left sideline. There's a pass deflected. It's brought down by Donovan Trumbull. Zoe Ballard gets it, and she's fouling the play. Superior turns the ball over again. That's 13 turnovers in the Cats. And now Donovan Trumbull goes to the free throw line with 13.4 seconds to play. The score is 47-46. Going to the free throw line here for Donovan Trumbull, Zoe Ballard. Ballard has not shot a free throw tonight. She's 29% for the season. Shot is up there. The shot is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Megan Miller of Superior. Now we've got a timeout called from the Cats. 10.3 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The score, Donovan Trumbull 47, Superior 46.
B&B Carpet, shop us first or shop us last, and you'll find us to be professional and helpful as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
So Superior has got the ball, 10.3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 47-46 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Superior will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Megan Miller gets the ball in now. Here come the Cats. That's going to be Evan Miller. Shot is up there and in. Evan Miller scores. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back the other way. Time runs out. Superior wins. Evan Miller hits a shot in the lane with a couple of seconds left. Donovan Trumbull unable to get a shot away, coming back the other way. And the Superior Wildcats, the number 2 seed, survives here tonight as they beat Donovan Trumbull by a score of 48-47. So Donovan Trumbull will finish out their season with a mark of 8 wins and 14 losses on the season. Superior, they improved to 19-4. They will play Hastings St. Cecilia on Thursday night at 6 o'clock for the sub-district championship. Superior wins it tonight by a score of 48-47 on a jumper in the lane by Evan Miller with a couple of seconds left. And Superior wins it 48-47 over Donovan Trumbull. Back with the final numbers after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion, you cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families. I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Adams Central. Superior wins game number 2 tonight as they knock off Donovan Trumbull by a score of 48-47. Superior led 17-8 after the first quarter, 30-19 at halftime. Looked like it was going to be a blowout by that time as the Superior had taken control of the game. Donovan Trumbull comes back to pull within 7 points after three quarters at 38-31. The Cardinals kept fighting and then eventually grabbed the lead with 1:09 to play at 47-46. Cardinals had the lead. They still had the lead with 13.4 seconds to play when Zoe Ballard went to the free throw line for a 1-1. She misses on the front end. It was rebounded by Superior. They called the timeout. They played things in with 10.3 seconds to play. They go right to work with Evan Miller as she took the ball down the lane, and she hit a little short jumper with about 2 seconds to play to give Superior the lead, 48-47. Donovan Trumbull tried to come back in the final 2 seconds, did not get a shot away as they just crossed the 10-second line, and Superior goes on to win tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 48-47. So the sub-district title game on Thursday will pit Hastings St. Cecilia and Superior, the top two seeds here in the sub-district. They will play at 6 o'clock, and we'll have the game for you on 1230 KHAS. So the final scores in this ball game: Sydney Rash led the way tonight for Donovan Trumbull. She scored 20 points in the ball game. She had 8 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. Scores 9 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. She leads the Cardinals tonight with 20. Carson Poppy had 14 points and 7 field goals. Actually, she had, 4 three-pointers. 4 three-pointers and a 2-point field goal for Carson Poppy tonight. The other scorers, Caitlin Roach had 3 2-point field goals for 6. Kaylee Wolfong had 5 points. She had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And 2 points tonight for Zoe Ballard. She was 0 out of 1 for the free throw line. The Cardinals hit 7 out of 11 from the stripe here in this ball game tonight. Superior was 6 out of 13 from the free throw line. They were led by Kaylin Meyer tonight. She scores 18 in the ball game. Megan Miller had 11. Evan Miller finishes with 10 points. The other scores for Superior: Lexi Weber had 5, 2 for Michelle Unra, and also 2 points for Natalie McMean. Superior wins it here tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 48-47. The first game tonight won by Hastings St. Cecilia as they beat Sutton by a score of 59-53. Also tonight we will tell you that the Adams Central Patriots, they lost in their ball game as they lost to Kearney Catholic over in the C-110 sub-district tournament. Kearney Catholic beats Adams Central tonight by a score of 65-33, and we'll check the second ball game for you. That's between Minden and Holdridge, and at the end of the first quarter was the last check we had. Minden had a commanding lead over Holdridge after 1, the score of 19-13. So that'll wrap up our coverage from the Adams Central gym here tonight. Again, we invite you back on Thursday for the sub-district championship ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia and the Superior Wildcats, on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 on Thursday. We'll have the tip-off at 6 o'clock between the Wildcats and the Hawkettes. That'll do it from Adams Central tonight for 1230 KHAS Sports. This is Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAX. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
I'll bet you never.